A video of a British diver swimming through a soup of plastic bags and food wrappers off the coasts of Bali, Indonesia, went viral earlier this year and sparked anger and calls for action to tackle ocean pollution. Indonesia is the world's second largest source of marine plastic waste after China. Reporter Maria Bakalapalo traveled to Bali to find out more about the problem and efforts to reduce plastic use and pollution.
It's early morning on Sabah Beach on Bali's east coast. Around 50 people in yellow I'm a Trash Hero t-shirts comb the coastline. Organizing them is Wayan Aksara of Trash Hero Indonesia, a community group with 38 chapters across the island nation. In 1 year alone, the volunteers have collected 15 metric tons of plastic trash. But Aksara knows that picking up trash will not solve the problem.
The more important is we educate the people how they manage their trash, and then the important thing is how to stop plastic.
Indonesia currently uses a whopping 9.8 billion plastic bags per year, according to the country's Director General of Waste Management. Many of these bags end up in the country's rivers and oceans. Record tourism in Bali is only compounding the problem, but Indonesia has committed to cut its plastic waste by 70% within the next 7 years by developing new industries that use biodegradable materials, as well as public education and a tax on plastic bags. Once all the volunteers leave, Wayan Aksara heads over to see his friend, Nyoman Adi Artana, at his plastic bottle packing plant. This is where the trash heroes send their empty bottles for recycling. Adi Artana uses a hydraulic press to compact 5,000 bottles into a roughly 1 cubic meter bale weighing around 300 pounds. The bales are then loaded onto trucks to be recycled in Java. On an average day, they load 3 trucks. For every bale, Artana makes approximately $4.
There's not a lot of money to make this kind of thing because plastic not sexy business. I choose plastic because I know not many people willing to do this. If you want to make more money about the rubbish, you have to choose metal.
Indonesia's government says it will spend $1 billion to reduce plastic pollution over the coming decade. Nyoman Adi Artana wants to be a role model and hopes to see locals practice better recycling.
Everybody knows plastic cannot be recycling except by the earth. If they stay in the earth, it can stay more than 100 years. So we have to take it, bring it to somewhere and recycle it, rather than let it stay in the earth, in the land.
A company in Bali called Avani Eco is trying to make a difference at the production end of the equation. They are making products using bioplastics, materials made from plants or bacterial processes. Bioplastics are biodegradable as well as sustainable. Seaweed is one of the most promising materials. Another is the root vegetable cassava. Kevin Kumala, co-founder and CEO of Avani Eco, is leading the way in converting cassava into plastic bags and straws. His company also turns sugarcane fiber into takeaway containers.
Here in Indonesia, we're growing about 25.2 million tons of cassava annually, in which it means that when it comes to the commodity price, cassava is the most economical commodity available in the country.
The Avani Eco Hub was founded in 2014 and now has 95 employees and 20 machines, giving them the capability to produce up to 40 metric tons of cassava bags per month. Avani's bioplastic products use mostly low-value, inedible, and what would otherwise be discarded byproducts from the food industry. There are some concerns, though, about pressures on land use if crops are grown to feed into the bioplastic supply chain. At the Bali factory, they are producing their I'm Not Plastic cassava bags. The cost of the cassava bags is 50% more than regular plastic bags. But Kevin Kumala says they are still in the early stages of scaling up their output. The cost will go down with increased demand and better production techniques. And with Avani Eco and over 100 bio-based companies around the world competing in this growing market, Kumala believes Indonesia can reach those ambitious goals it has set for itself.
I truly believe 5 years, 10 years down the line, I really believe that the utilization of plastic is going to be much, much smaller than what it is today. The utilization of plastic will drop, and I think as much as 70, even 80%, 10 years down the road.
As more cities and countries reduce and even ban the use of some plastics, including bags and straws, the bioplastic industry's biggest challenge may one day be keeping up with the demand. For Here and Now, I'm Maria Bacalapolo.